discovering your new purpose. There is nothing noble about being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self. Ernest Hemingway. When I first retired, I thought I had it all figured out. After all, I had spent years planning for this moment. But as the initial excitement wore off, a strange emptiness started to creep in. One night, I sat on my porch, sipping my favorite whiskey and staring at the stars. I felt lost without the daily work structure. Credit cards are maxed out, and every financial decision seems like one more step toward disaster. That was me 2 years ago. Every buzz of my phone felt like a threat. A new bill, another late fee, one more reminder of how out of control things had become. I told myself it would get better, that I just needed more time. But it didn't. Nothing changed until I did the hardest thing I've ever done. I faced the truth. If any of this feels familiar, you're not alone. Chapter 2. The Hair Comb. The day was a little tough with ending the tour and dealing with the gift shop, but it was all good. After the people all left, I began locking up the buildings and closing the gift shop. After locking the gift shop door, I headed over to the museum. I looked at my watch, which read 5:39 p.m. I was glad to see that I was ahead of schedule and almost out of there. As I got to the museum door, I took a quick look inside. If you're going through hell, keep going. Winston Churchill. Chapter 1. Introduction. It's important that I put this out there now. I'm a beginner and I make no bones about it. This book is written by a beginner and for beginners primarily. Does it mean that if you feel you are advanced or knowledgeable in fitness that you cannot glean something new from these pages? I hope you can. Besides, what does it mean to be a beginner anyway? You can have specific expertise in one narrow aspect of fitness.